Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Happy Thursday. Oh, how sweet it is here on Send It In, presented by BetMGM. We got the Sweet 16 coming up later tonight. We also have opening day, and a happy opening day to all of you. If you watch the show, you know I am a big O's fan. Very excited for this upcoming season. I'm sure all the baseball sports fans out there are excited as well. If you want to talk some opening day on the show today, please chime in with your comments, best bets, anything that you want to talk about. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL and go to YouTube/Odyssey Sports, or you can go to Twitter and Instagram at the BetQL app. Let us know whatever is on your mind. We're going to be talking a ton of baseball. We're going to do Big League Peach, go through all the games. I'm also going to give out my five favorite season-long props for the MLB season. Lucy Burge is going to join me in the middle of the show, give out some plays. Also, you can watch her and Jake Son's show coming up on Bet Slips and Bat Flips, coming up at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. We're also going to talk some Sweet 16 as well. Wrap up the show with our favorite bets for today. Let's get this thing rolling. Glass is in session, and let's run through the opening day slate. We haven't done this in a while. We do it about two or three times a week during the baseball season, go through every play. We got every team in Major League Baseball, just about a couple of rainouts today, but a loaded slate. We're going to start with the first game of the day, 3:05 p.m. Eastern Time, the Angels and the O's. O's minus 175, the Angels plus 145. Patrick Sandoval going up against Corbin Burnes. Very excited for Corbin Burnes' debut. I would look at a strikeout prop for him. I'm sure he's going to be amped being on a new team, being on a contender that can win the World Series. And Corbin's going to be the guy this year, especially with Kyle Bradish missing likely most of the year. I think he's going to be super amped going up against this Angels lineup. He's going to be pitching in a very pitcher-friendly ballpark now in Camden Yards, especially for a right-handed pitcher with the left field out there in Baltimore. So I look at a Corbin home run or strikeout prop. I look at an Adley Rutschman home run prop as well in this Angels and Orioles matchup. Last year, in Adley Rutschman's first opening day, he went 5-for-5 in Fenway Park, including a home run in the first inning. In spring training this year, in his first at-bat, he went yard as well. This is what Adley does. He just goes yards in his first at-bats of seasons, whether it's spring training or regular season. I do like the Orioles to win today on the money line. Everything going on with the city of Baltimore, all the excitement for the season. Camden Yards is going to be rocking today. I was looking at some pictures. It's already packed out. So I like the O's to win, like that Adley Rutschman home run play, Corbin Burnes strikeout prop as well. Then we have the Tigers and the White Sox getting going at 4:10 p.m. Eastern Time. Tarik Skubal, if you don't know the name, you might want to get familiar with it. This guy is among the favorites to win AL Cy Young. He was incredible down the stretch in September last year. I'm going to take Detroit on the run line plus 100 today against the White Sox. Going to be a long season for the White Sox. Certainly not going to fade them every single night like a lot of people are, but I will when Scooble's going on the mound. I don't know how they're going to score more than two runs today. I like the Tigers to win like a 5-2 kind of ball game. Another AL Central matchup, the Twins and the Royals. I like the first five under in this game between Cole Reagans and Pablo Lopez. Reagans was excellent the final couple months of the season for Kansas City. Pablo Lopez was fantastic for the Twins all year as well. Kansas City struggles against right-handed pitching, which Pablo Lopez is a right-handed pitcher. So we're going to take that first five under in Royals and Twins. Yankees at the Astros, 4:10 p.m. Eastern time. Astros minus 150 on the money line. Yankees plus 125. Total is 8.5 in this game. This was supposed to be Gerrit Cole against Justin Verlander. Both guys are hurt. Instead, it's Framber Valdez against Nestor Cortez. As we know, the Astros absolutely dominate the Yankees. They also dominate left-handed pitching. Nestor Cortez is a left-handed pitcher. I like the Astros today. I'd look at their team total over. I'd look at all the hitters in their lineup, especially the righties, Bregman, Altuve, all those guys. Altuve plus 100 today. Over 1.5 total bases. Really like that play. Also like the Astros on the run line at plus 135. Then we have the Pirates and the Marlins today in Miami, 4:10 p.m. Eastern time. A lot of 4:10 p.m. Eastern time games today. Total 7.5 in that game. I'm going to take the Pirates as a dog today, plus 115 against the Marlins. Mitch Keller signed that big contract extension in the offseason with the Pirates. He was excellent to start the year last year for Pittsburgh. Kind of fell off towards the end, but he was great at the beginning of the year. I think he's going to have a good start to the season as well. I'll back the Pirates today as plus money dogs. Then we have the Giants and the Padres. Yu Darvish on the mound for San Diego. Logan Webb on the mound for San Francisco. Going to pass on this game. Logan Webb, I think, is going to have a really good year, but he really struggled in spring training, so that does concern me a little bit. San Diego obviously already has a couple games under their belt playing the Dodgers out in South Korea, so that's a pass for me with that game being close to a pick 'em. Dodgers and Cardinals today out in Chavez Ravine. Tyler Glasnow on the mound against Miles Michaelis. Glasnow making his Dodgers debut. Look, every game the Dodgers play in, they're going to be favorites, and they're going to be heavy favorites on the money line. So you have to get creative with how to bet the Dodgers. I would maybe look at some Glasnow props today. I would maybe look at like some Mookie Betts props today as well. I'm interested to see what the Dodgers kind of look like here over the next 5 days, week, 2 weeks, with all this Ohtani stuff swirling around them. Obviously, you sign him during the offseason, all that money, and there's so much excitement. And now with this whole gambling story, kind of putting a little dark cloud over the Dodgers. We'll see how they respond to it. I like Glasnow props today, like some Mookie Betts stuff, but that's it in that Dodgers-Cardinals game. Blue Jays and Rays. Tampa Bay is at home at the Trout. Zach Eflin's on the mound. We back Tampa when Zach Eflin is playing at the Trop. I'll take Tampa minus 135. Another upset I like today. Nationals plus 130 on the money line against the Reds. Josiah Gray going up against Frankie Montas. I like fading these teams that are up and coming, that are very trendy, that a lot of people love. That's what the Reds are. I think they could have a good season, but don't sleep on the Nationals. That could be a team to watch in the NL. I'll take Washington plus 130 today. Josiah Gray pitched very well last year. Another good pitching matchup, Justin Steele against Nathan Eovaldi today. Texas minus 115, the Cubs minus 105. The over is 8. And it's juiced minus 120. I'm going to take that over. I think Texas's lineup, as good as it gets in the American League, I think they're going to be awesome today against Justin Steele. That's a really tough matchup for Steele. I think the Cubs are going to be able to score some runs against Eovaldi too. I'll take that over 8 in Cubs and Rangers. Guardians at the Athletics. Shane Bieber going up against Alex Wood. I'll take the under 7.5. Both teams with terrible offenses that struggle to score runs. I'll go under 7.5. Then a couple of West Coast games out late. 10 p.m. Eastern starts. Mariners, Red Sox, and D-backs and Rockies. I like the Mariners on the run line tonight against the Red Sox. Luis Castillo is really, really tough to beat at home. That's a tough scheduling spot too for Boston. Start the year all the way out on the West Coast in Seattle. Expect a nice year from the Mariners. I think it starts tonight. I'll take a plus 125 on the run line. And then in Arizona and Colorado, Zach Gallen was great at home last year, but I'm scared to bet them on the run line or just bet them in general just because of how much expectations is on the D-backs this year, obviously making the World Series last year. So I'm going to pass on that D-backs and Rockies game today. That's what we got for Big League Peach. Happy opening day. Now it's time for a little pick five as we look at our five favorite futures in Major League Baseball for the upcoming season. We're going to start. My favorite futures bet is going to be Corbin Carroll to win NL MVP at 20-1 for the Arizona Diamondbacks. This is a guy that hit 25 home runs last year and had 54 stolen bases. When I'm kind of how I'm handicapping the AL and NL MVP races for these next couple years, I'm looking for guys that hit for power and that steal bases, right? Because of the advantage that these base stealers have now in baseball with the rule changes. We saw Acuña swipe 70 bags last year. I think these guys that are able to hit home runs and also steal bases are going to have a huge advantage. Corbin Carroll and his team are now on the map. They should get more nationally televised games. The fact that they were in the World Series last year, I think it's going to be a big, big full year too for Corbin Carroll. So I'll take him to win NL MVP at 20-1. I also like Corbin Burnes to win AL Cy Young for the Orioles at plus 800. Look, Kyle Bradish is injured. Grayson Rodriguez is going to be in his second full year as a starter, and they went all in this year to get Corbin Burnes, who has 1 year left on his deal. The Orioles have a new owner, so they certainly could spend some money and keep Burnes in Baltimore for the future. But right now, the only thing guaranteed is that he's in Baltimore for 1 year. And the Orioles have World Series aspirations. They play an extremely competitive division. They are going to pitch this guy as much as they can. They are going to let him go in as many games deep as he can. Remember, they don't have their closer this year, Felix Bautista, either, who's the best closer in baseball. So that's going to hurt them in some of these other games. They're going to look to Burnes when he starts. He's going to need to go 7-8 innings for them, and they're going to try and use their bullpen for some of the other guys in their pitching rotation. Think it's going to be a big year for Burnes. Obviously has that left field wall now out in Camden Yards to help him out. I'll take him Cy Young plus 800. Then I'll take the Astros to win the American League at plus 360. I know it's boring. I know it's nothing sexy, but like, the Astros are really, really good. They've been to seven straight American League Championship Series. I don't see that changing anytime soon. All they did was get better in the offseason with the addition of Josh Hader, Justin Verlander. They obviously traded for at last year's deadline. They're stacked. Their starting pitching's great. The back end of their bullpen is great. And this lineup is still incredible with Altuve and Bregman and Kyle Tucker and Alvarez. Even with no Dusty Baker, they're going to be fine. I like the Astros to win the American League plus 360. I also like the Tampa Bay Rays to make the playoffs at plus 120. We do this every single year with Tampa Bay. They never get talked about. They don't have any superstars on their team. They're not flashy. They have 10,000 people show up at all their home games. They have the Yankees and the Red Sox in their division. Now they have the up-and-coming Orioles. They have the Blue Jays, who have a ton of talent too. Nobody ever talks about Tampa. But you know what they do every single year is win 90 games. Every single year. There are a lot of teams in the AL this year where we go, you know, this team could be good if they stay healthy. The Yankees, the Rangers, they want to get back to the playoffs. The Mariners are a team that a lot of people are high on. Why don't we just go with the team that we know is always going to be there? The team that we know is going to consistently pitch well. The team that we know is going to deal through the adversity of injuries. The team that's always well managed with Kevin Cash. And we're getting plus money on them. I'll take Tampa to make the playoffs at plus 120. And then finally, my long shot bet this year for a divisional race. I'm going to take the Pittsburgh Pirates to win the NL Central at 13-1. Any of the five teams in the NL Central, Cardinals, Reds, Cubs, Brewers, Pirates, you could make a case for any five of them. That's why this division has the shortest odds of any of the five teams. Don't sleep on the Pirates, though. They got a lot of young talent in that offense. Their catcher, Henry Davis, was the number one overall pick back in 2020. He's going to be a full-year player for them. O'Neill Cruz is back from injury. Ke'Bryan Hayes is a very good player. They have Brian Reynolds and Jack Swazinski in the outfield as well. They brought over some veteran pitchers to help them out in the offseason. So much uncertainty with so many of these NL Central teams. Brewers lost Corbin Burnes and Craig Counsell. Are the Cardinals going to bounce back from being terrible a year ago? The Cubs are great at certain weeks in the season, and then they're not so great other weeks of the season. And the Reds have just become way too trendy for me. I like the Reds as much as the next person. It just feels like everybody's on the Reds. So you know what? I'll take a shot with the Pirates to win the NL Central at 13-1. Let's find out what Lucy Bird's like as we go to Model Making Money. Check in with Lucy here on a Thursday. Lucy, happy opening day to you. I know this is one of your favorite days of the year. Excited to talk some baseball with you. What are the five-star plays BetQL has for us today?
Yes, PJ, happy opening day. Should be a national holiday. Feels like it is. Guess what the BetQL model likes today? Reds Moneyline five-star play against the Nationals. This will be a Frankie Montas going for the Reds against Josiah Gray going for the Nationals. And the BetQL model is all in on the Reds for today. There are also some BetQL trends in favor of Cincinnati here. Dave Martinez is 35-58 when playing on a Thursday while coaching Washington. And the Reds are 58-55 versus right-handed starters starting over the last 2 years. So the BetQL model loves Reds money line against the Nationals -155 at BetMGM.
All right, very nice. That's what the BetQL model is on today. What is Lucy Burge on today on opening day?
PJ, this is so exciting because it is baseball bets, and I couldn't wait to get up and look at all of the props this morning, starting with the home run prop. Of course, this is on Will Smith. He to hit a home run against the Cardinals +550 at BetMGM. Smith has 19 home runs last season. He hit 3 home runs within the first 5 games last season. So I think he will continue that success in this opening day. He and the Dodgers will be facing Sonny Gray and the Cardinals, and Will Smith is batting 333 against Sonny Gray with 2 hits in 6 at-bats. And those 2 hits were a single and a double. And he just signed a 10-year, $140 million contract extension with the Dodgers. So I think he can start this new deal off with a bang and hit a home run here on opening day. And then my Cy Young pick for the American League, Pablo Lopez, to have over 5.5 strikeouts. He, his Cy Young odds are +1100 at BetMGM. Just fun fact. He hit this over on strikeouts 26 times last year, including in his first 8 outings. He went until May 15th without hitting this under a 5.5, which is low, I think, for Pablo Lopez. So I'd get in on this. He started off the season with 8 strikeouts last year, which was also against the Royals. So I think he will do that again here and go over 5.5 strikeouts on opening day.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Now, Lucy, opening day, one of the best days on the sports calendar. What do you think is like your favorite part about opening day?
Yes, I have a lot of favorite parts, PJ. The anticipation, of course, which is especially great this year because the Red Sox game starts at like midnight East Coast time. So there's a whole day of anticipation before 10:10 p.m. for the start of this game. But my other favorite part is all of the food that the ballparks and the teams tweet out for the new concessions that every team has, like the Mets rainbow cookie egg roll, which my goal this season is to try that, to go to Citi Field and try that. But you know, my other one, PJ, is I believe it's Fox Sports does this every year. I know they did it last year. They tweet out a video of all the logos and you screenshot it to see which team is going to win the World Series. My favorite part is screenshotting it like 50, 60 times to get to the Red Sox and then tweet that out and be like, oh my God, it's going to be the Red Sox first try. What are the odds? No, you screenshot it a lot. That's my favorite part. I love doing that. So I did that already today. So it's just a beautiful day.
Couple of really good answers. Love it. Well, Lucy, now that baseball season is back in full swing, it's time for some Lucy Longball home run plays of the day. You gave us Will Smith, so I'm sure that probably is the play of the day. Is there anybody else that you liked, or are you just eyeing Will Smith today?
I got a few others, PJ. I have a few today because I'm starting off hot here. Rafael Devers to hit a home run against Luis Castillo and the Mariners. I am also hoping Tyler O'Neill can hit a home run today for the Red Sox, because if he did this, he would become the first player to hit at least one home run in 5 consecutive opening days. So I'm really hoping he can make some history here. He's tied with Yogi Berra and 2 others now with 4. So I'm hoping he can go with 5 here and hit a home run also off Luis Castillo. And the Red Sox will just win by like 10 runs or something. If everybody hits a home run, if every home run prop in the Red Sox game that I hope will hit hits, it's going to be a high scoring game. But no, Rafael Devers and Tyler O'Neill, I would take those for sure.
Very nice. All right, Lucy, so you've given us some home run props. You gave us some Pablo Lopez props as well. What about a side or total that you like for today?
You know who I really like, PJ, is the Orioles. I like the Orioles today. That is minus 180 on the money line, so I would take the run line. But I think they can take down the Angels by a few runs, and I would take them on the run line, but I do like them to win today.
Lucy, I love that. I love it. Absolutely
love
it.
Best what friends, PJ.
Best friends, Lucy. What about the underdog that you like best today? Who's a plus money winner that's going to get the win?
Yeah, well, the Red Sox, obviously, that is one of my official bets of the day. They are the underdog, plus 145, wouldn't you know? Big surprise. But I also like the Giants. They're at even money, minus 110, but they're facing the Padres with Logan Webb on the mound. I have a lot of faith in the Giants to get the win here today. That's minus 110, so I like them.
Love it. Lucy, can't wait for bet slips and bat flips, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Lucy and Jake do a great job. They've had a couple of shows already, but today is when it really begins because it's opening day. Lucy, can't wait for that. Enjoy all the games. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, PJ. I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. And a reminder, Lucy and Jake, great show coming up, going down today, this afternoon, 2 p.m. Eastern time. You can join Lucy Burge, Jake Hassan, episode 3 of Bet Slips and Bat Flips. You can tune in every day, get the edge on all things baseball. Jake and Lucy, they break down all the games, dish out prop strategies. They'll even talk some college baseball, and they want you to be a part of the action. You can send in your best bets, get in on the fun, catch the show, 2 p.m. Eastern time again today on the BetQL Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Great show that we got now on the BetQL Network, Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern time, bet slips and bat flips. All right, baseball, it's all great. Opening day is amazing. But we also got the Sweet 16 tonight, folks. And that is what we're also excited about. March Madness, those first 4 days are incredible. But now, like, look at some of these matchups that we get tonight in the Sweet 16, starting with Arizona and Clemson out in Los Angeles. The total, 151.5. If you like Arizona, they're 7.5-point favorites. The Tigers of Clemson, 7.5-point dogs. Juice minus 120 now. Arizona minus 300 on the money line, and Clemson plus 250 if you think they are going to win outright. Talked about this game all week. And I like Clemson. I liked Clemson at the beginning of the week. I still like Clemson plus the 7.5. I think this is a great matchup for Clemson. They've already faced two very good offensive teams in the first two rounds of the tournament in Baylor and New Mexico. They beat both of those teams. You look at Clemson's schedule this season when they've gone up against elite offensive teams, they've had great success. They beat Bama, they beat Carolina, they beat TCU. All these teams they beat, they lost to Duke by one, they lost to Memphis by two. So even when they're not winning these games, they're losing them by one possession. We're getting 7.5 points tonight with Clemson. I think everybody's assessment on Arizona is kind of the same. Like, yes, they're a good team. The metrics love them. They're top 10 in offense and defensive efficiency. But there's just something missing, like, when you watch them play. So I'm staying away from laying the 7.5 of Zona, and I love Clemson plus the points today. Getting a question now from Danimal writes, first pitch, Alex Wood versus Stephen Kwan. Stephen Kwan's swing rate last year at a fastball was 5%. Very good nugget. Going to be a tough matchup today for Stephen Kwan, lefty on lefty, but he's an excellent contact hitter, and maybe sprinkle him to get a hit today in a parlay. We do have Going Streaking coming up in a little bit, which is going to return to send it in with baseball season back. San Diego State and UConn tonight in the Sweet 16 as well. The first game going on in Boston, 7:39 p.m. Eastern time start. UConn favored by 11.5 over San Diego State. They are now minus 800 on the money line. You like the Aztecs, they are plus 550. I like the first half team total under in this game for San Diego State at 28.5. UConn in the first two games of the tournament so far, their defense has been excellent, have given up 20 points or fewer to Stetson and also to Northwestern. San Diego State's a team that plays at a very slow pace. So is UConn, a team that plays at like one of the top 50 slowest paces. Both teams are excellent on defense. One bright spot that San Diego State has on offense is their big man, Jaden DeLay, who's been awesome the first two games in the tournament against UAB and against Yale, but he's facing a different animal tonight in UConn, and he's going up against Donovan Klingon, who's maybe the best big man in the country. So I just think the matchup's brutal for San Diego State. The fact that they already struggle on offense to begin with, both of these teams play at a slow pace. I'll take that first half team total under 28.5 for San Diego State and UConn. Then we have Bama and UNC coming up in the nightcap in Los Angeles. This game will start 30 minutes after Arizona and Clemson. Bama 4.5-point dogs, the total 173.5. If you like points, this is probably going to be the game for you. I like Bama in the first half against UNC tonight. I think UNC wins the game. I think they probably cover the full game spread, but Bama's played a very good non-conference schedule. They've played Creighton, they've played Purdue, and they've played Arizona. And in all of those games, the one similarities were that they were very high scoring games at halftime, and they were also all very close. Bama was up 49-47 in Purdue in the first half in their game. They were trailing 41-40 in Arizona in that game, and then they were tied 44-44 in the first half against Creighton. Bama comes out, they're fresh, they run and gun, they hit their shots, don't play any defense, and then in the second half, the foul trouble starts to rack up. All of those teams as well that they have played have had great big men, right? Arizona's got Ballo, Purdue's got Edie, Creighton's got Kalkbrenner, well, UNC has Armando Bacot. So if you're able to bet some player props tonight, I'd look at Bacot. Every game has gone the same, though, for Bama. It's high scoring. The first halves are high scoring. They keep it close in the first 20 minutes, and then all the foul trouble starts to pile up on them. All their big men foul out. It's the same thing. You saw how many times Grand Canyon went to the free throw line. It's probably going to be a similar type story for UNC. But UNC is not going to shy away from running, getting in a track meet with Alabama. That's how they want to play as well. So the pace is going to be there. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, but I like Bama to keep it close in the first 20 minutes. And then finally, we have Illinois and Iowa State tonight. Iowa State favored by 1.5. The total is 146.5. This is a tough game to handicap. Of all the games that we have in the Sweet 16, this is like the one that I feel the least confident about. I do like Iowa State. That would probably be my lean if I had to make a pick. I just think the farther that we get into the tournament, I'm always going to lean towards the defensive team. Illinois is the number one offensive team in college basketball. Iowa State is the number one defensive team. As great as Illinois' offense has been all year, there's going to be a game where their offense struggles. It just always happened. Kentucky had that game against Oakland. They weren't able to survive. Bama had that game against Grand Canyon. They were able to survive that. Illinois, that offensive stinker is coming at some point, and you would think this would probably be the game going up against the best defense in the country. I'll take Iowa State. Not one of my favorite bets, certainly not my favorite game of the day on this Thursday, but I would lean towards Iowa State, and I would lean towards the under as well. All right, time to wrap up the show. PJ's plays, and man, let's have some fun, baby. Going streaking is back. Excited for this. We're leading things off with my catcher, Adley Rutschman, going yard today. It's going to get us a base hit today. He was 5 for 5 last year, folks, on opening day against the Red Sox. Adley loves opening day. The Angels have a left-handed pitcher starting today, Patrick Sandoval, but Adley is a switch hitter, so it doesn't matter. He'll just flip around to the right side and get us a couple base hits. Adley Rutschman, my pick to start the season in going streaking. As for the prop lock tonight in the NBA, we're going to go Giannis over 29.5 points against the Pelicans. Giannis has scored 30 or more points in 6 of his last 9 games, and I just like this matchup that he's going up against Zion. Giannis strikes me as the kind of player that when he goes up against the premier big men in the league, the premier guys at his position, he always tries to outdo them, and certainly going up against Zion tonight, I think we get a great performance out of Giannis. I'll take his over 29.5 points against the Pelicans. My dog of the day is going to be the Clemson Tigers, +7.5 against Arizona. As I mentioned, think Clemson is going to be able to keep this game close. Maybe sprinkle a little money line. Wouldn't shock me if Clemson won the game. But man, have they been good this season against great offensive teams. I don't see that changing any bit in this game. I'll take Clemson +7.5. Shawnee Sharp, happy opening day to you and yours, my friend. Where are we going with our best bet? Let's start off the season 1-0.
Yes, Peach. Basketball will be doing pretty good, so we're going to switch over to baseball. And also, happy opening day. We're going to take White Sox money line. Just kidding. I can't do that to the people. We're going to go Will Smith to record an RBI. It's plus 135. As Lucy said, he just signed that giant contract, so it only fits the narrative. And also Miles Mikolas, who's going for the Cardinals today, struggles in opening days. He's batting cleanup right behind Freddie Freeman, so I think they're going to avoid Freddie and pitch to Will Smith, and I think Will Smith's going to record an RBI. So he's going to have a lot of opportunities today.
All right, very nice. Also a good pick for going streaking today. Will Smith getting that new contract. My best bet, we're going to get a little creative today, but I absolutely love it. Moneyline parlay with the O's and UConn, minus 131. You do have to lay some juice, but I think it's worth it. We know UConn's not losing to San Diego State. I don't think the Orioles are losing on opening day today to the Angels either, folks. All that's going on in the city right now, that ballpark is going to be electric. Corbin Burns is getting his first Orioles start today. So much excitement around that team. I think the Orioles are going to win today. I think UConn's going to win today. So why not parlay them together, get a little extra juice, minus 131. That is my best bet of the day. Orioles, UConn, moneyline, parlay. To recap our best bets here on this terrific sports Thursday, Adley Rutschman is our first pick of the year in going streaking to get us a base hit. Giannis over 29.5 points is going to be our prop lock today against the Pelicans. Clemson +7.5, our dog of the day against Arizona. And Orioles UConn moneyline parlay minus 131 is going to be our best bet. Thanks again to Lucy Burge for joining us on the show. Make sure you check out her show with Jake Hassan on Bet Slips and Bat Flips, 2 p.m. Eastern time, right here on Twitch, YouTube, wherever. Make sure you guys also check out the Send It In podcast, wherever you get your podcast. Rate, subscribe, review, listen. Go back and listen to all our plays for college basketball. Enjoy opening day. Enjoy Sweet 16. We'll see you tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern time, right here for some more Send It In.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.